one kiss and then we sever. A farewell and then forever, deep in heart-wrung tears, I'll pledge thee, warring sighs and groans I'll wage thee. Who shall say that fortune grieves him, while the star of hope she leaves him, in a cheerful twinkle lights me, dark despair around me. I'll ne'er blame my partial fancy, nothing could resist my Nancy, but to see love but her and love forever. Had we never loved so kindly, had we never so blindly, never met or never parted, we had ne'er been broken
Greetings, everyone, and welcome to the September 2023 edition of Poet Radio, kicking off our WGXC's local music pledge drive. And here we are in the WGXC Hudson studio, and my guest this month is local musician, writer, interdisciplinary artist, Brian Duan. Brian is really a multimedia artist. He does it all, performance, poetry, and even furniture and instrument design, according to his website. The ongoing projects he is involved with include the I Can See film strip series and a music duo. I guess, was that with your brother or cousin or something?
My cousin Leon, yes.
Duanatron.
Yeah.
His musical releases include titles such as Tells the Story and Words of Wisdom. And you can learn all about these things and more on his website, brianduan.com. And given his inclinations towards sound and word, Brian Duan is a terrific guest to host on the program, especially during a local music pledge drive. Welcome, Brian.
Hello.
Yes, so great to be seeing you and be with you and hear you play music. You started, why don't you say a little bit about what you began the program with?
Oh, well, that was a poem by Robert Burns, composed in the 1790s, and I think was set to music around the same time that it was written.
So the music is something you found somewhere, or you...
Well, I think that is a traditional tune for it.
Yeah.
But I don't know the origin of it or if the author of the tune is known. So, but I think that it was probably set to music shortly after it was written. But it is a mystery, at least to me.
It's a very swoony, that little tune.
Oh, yeah. I think it's wonderful. It's always interesting to read lyrics that are written to be songs and read them only as a poem, and the other way around as well.
You know,
it's interesting to see when poetry is set to music. Well, I remember reading about a collaboration between the composer Morton Feldman and Samuel Beckett. They were going to collaborate on some sort of an opera together. They were commissioned by an orchestra. Samuel Beckett said to Morton Feldman, "I don't like the idea of somebody setting my words to music." And Morton Feldman said, "Yeah, I know just what you mean." And how a lot of his music that had vocals often didn't have text in it. But then they did collaborate on a strange opera oid. I got a kick out of the beginning of that collaboration. And that even that the two of them collaborated, which I did not know.
Yeah, I never knew that either.
Yeah.
And you heard the piece?
Yeah, you can hear it on YouTube.
Oh, where else where would you hear it? So bring us up to date. What's the latest with Brian Duan? I mean, we know we're going to hear some more poems and some more music. We also have to pitch, make some pledge pitches. But let's jump right into what you're up to these days.
Well, I'll be doing a Halloween show with Jenny Toomey on the 29th of October at the Avalon Lounge in Catskill, New York.
Oh, that's cool.
And that's going to be a lot of fun. And there will be other people playing as well. So that's going to be a fun show. And then I'll do a couple shows down in New York before that. On the 14th of October, I'll do a gig with Bill Schimmel at Lincoln Center at the Bruno Walter Auditorium. There'll be a bunch of accordionists, including me, so I'll be doing about 10 minutes worth of songs. So it's going to be a variety show. I always love Bill's shows because there's always a wide range of stuff, different mental worlds. So I like the breadth of it. You know, some people like things to be focused, narrowly focused, but I like that he spreads it out.
Oh, that sounds really great. I didn't, Lincoln Center, quite the venue.
Yeah, and then later that day, I'm going to go over to Jersey City to WFMU's Monty Hall.
What?
And do a show there that night. And I'll have film strips, too.
That is so cool.
and poetry. So there's a lot of stuff to bone up on.
I mean, I know they just reopened Monty Hall. That's great that you can perform down there, and presumably that'll be on one of their streams.
Yes, I'm sure it will be.
That's so cool.
I'm sure it will be, because radio stations stream out, which is so great. You know, it's funny because sometimes I can get WGXC on my clock radio just fine, and other times it's a little faint. I guess it's all changes in the weather, changes in the caprices of signal. But I can listen on the web, and I can hear it in hi-fi.
That's a really good segue into letting the listeners know that we've just begun our fall pledge drive, and the theme of it is local music. And as usual, we are seeking to have some sustaining supporters to our station, a roster of supporters. And all you have to do to support WGXC in this way is go over to our website, wgxc.org, and find the donate button. And that's very conveniently set up to help you, make your donations. And let's face it, WGXC is one of the coolest things around. And here we are promoting local music. And Brian DeWan's here. He's playing at Avalon next month. That doesn't get much more local music than the Avalon. You know, I've been hearing a lot of good things out of there.
Oh, yeah. And lucky for me, it's just walking distance.
Is that right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
You just have to walk down the hill. Of course, usually I drive because I got a car load of instruments.
That's right. I noticed you didn't bring the accordion today, but another time.
I didn't think there'd be room in the studio. But we do have room for the auto harp, which is set up over there. And we do have the room for the melody djinn, which is a small electronic instrument that Leon and I made together. It's a synthesizer. It's not a keyboard instrument. It's just a bunch of knobs and switches and oscillators that knock each other around. And it starts to kind of generate some herky-jerky melodies and rhythms.
Well, we'll be turning that on shortly.
Yeah.
And, thanks, everybody, for tuning in. And, indeed, if you have an opportunity and have the ability to make a donation to the station, here we are asking for help, as we do every so often. There's such a broad range of programming on WGXC. I'm stunned every time I turn the station on. It's interesting. I don't know if you have favorite shows, Brian, or you just turn it on at random or what have you.
A way of enjoying radio that I am really into, where I don't look to radio to satisfy a particular wish that I already have in my head. I turn to radio to dish out stuff that I don't know about yet. And then that way it can clue me in and I can say, what's this? And in the old days, you had to wait a long time to hear somebody announce it. But today, you can get on the World Wide Web and find out what's being played.
Yeah.
Like that. I like to have the radio be a kind of conduit for things that I don't already know. In a way, you can have a vacation from your own taste. And then, who knows, your taste might even get altered. Watch out.
Yeah, expanded. So anyway, all that to say, WGXC is here, and of course there's a lot of maintenance, upkeep, etc. So we'd love to have your support if we don't have it already. Now back to the program. You were here in the poetry context, Brian, and I see you flipping through your three-ring binder. You want to read some poems?
Sure. Why don't I read five poems that are kind of on the theme of creatures, birds and bees, and everything else. This is a poem called Animal Desires. Giraffes can't be skunks. Lizards can't be bears. Moose can't be geese. Bunnies can't be fish. That's where you're wrong. Newsflash. Beggars can't be choosers. Finders keepers, losers weepers. Who says? Simon says. So do I. So does my friend here. He wants her to marry a bear. She didn't want to and ran off. He wants to talk. There's no end. Engine's running. Heck. Drat and double drat. I double dog dare you. What's the matter? Gone chicken. Yeah. Okay, here's one called Who's Around? I swallowed a bug. A frog tried to eat me, but I was too big. Wouldn't fit in his mouth. Here comes the judge. How can you tell? He's wearing a robe and holding a mallet. The green-tufted malleope mates for life. You can see the green feathers, faithful and true. Clouds roam the sky, coalesce and dissolve, watched intently by lonely orphans. A bear with a gun. Does she know what to do with it? I don't know. But you can train them. I saw them play hockey on TV. I thought they were wearing bear suits. But they were bears.
I've seen bears actually on ice doing a little dance before. Honestly,
it was, no, I have
quite
too.
An amazing sight and very like etched in my memory.
Well, I suppose you know, that was how I, otherwise I wouldn't thought about bears playing hockey. I saw a video of Russian bears. Well, at first I thought it was a gag because, you know, I thought it was just people dressed in bear suits. But the more I looked at them, I thought, you know, those are very realistic looking bear suits. And then I looked at them, I thought, no, those aren't people. Those are actual bears. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Huh. Yeah, I've heard somebody say that the myth of the, you know, dancing bears are a myth. And having seen it and now being with someone else who has seen it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, you know, terrific. Sorry to interrupt, Brian, but I just had to.
Oh, that's not an interruption. That's a discussion.
All right. Yeah, true.
Okay, here's one called The Day That Lions Came. The day that lions came and knocked over garbage cans, frightening children and grown-ups, growling, gashing tires with their sharp claws, roaring. In the morning and late afternoon, the radio said, don't drive. People drive anyway. You might hit a lion. Everyone fled the supermarket. When the lions got in to the back of the store, the meat department have a field day in there. Hiding in closets only gets you so far. You might become neighbors with a number of coats on hangers. Here's one called The Birds and the Rockets. Rockets fly faster than birds, break records, win awards. Birds sing. A rocket doesn't sing a beautiful song. They're working on it. In the meantime, they wail, or they're gone before they got to say anything. A special jet plane that looks like scissors, faster than birds. Gol darn! Who needs to fly that fast? No one, unless you're up to no good. And then one more. The birds and the beasts. The birds have escaped. Now they're all over the place. You hear them in the morning, at large, chirping. There's a dog without a leash. There's a 2-year-old, unsupervised. Convicts on the loose. Deer wandering through yards. There's not enough trucks from the pound to put everything back in their cages. Don't look at me, officer. I have a valid driver's license. In the beginning, God made beasts and birds, that man might have dominion over them. But he doesn't have dominion over anything. Everything walks around like they own the place.
Delightful. I was just thinking, reminding myself that most of the times I've ever seen you perform have been outdoors, in a natural environment. And I'm curious to hear more about your interest in animals.
I guess I hadn't thought that I had a particular interest in animals, other than there was a bunch of them that had an animal theme, so I thought I'd stick them together in their own lump.
Right.
So I selected for the animals. But, you know, they're the only game in town. We are all creatures. You know, there's us and all the other mammals and reptiles and birds and plants and everybody else.
Big old party.
Yeah.
So I noticed some of these poems you read are handwritten. Are they newly composed or?
One of them is. The others is because I don't have a working printer, so I had to copy it by hand.
Very good. So, I mean, was it written in a notebook and then you formalized it? Or how?
Well, some are in notebooks. Some are written on the computer. And in this case, I had to make a handwritten copy of something I had already written in the computer. Because there's no way to regurgitate it from the printer.
Those poems, they do a nicely juxtapose a sort of man versus nature, if you will. So, it's interesting that you're... I shouldn't say man, but, you know, human people in nature.
And, well, in a way, there is a traditional character whose name is man. Yeah. As in, I think of nature programs of the 60s and 70s where they'll say, like, but now the red-throated warbler meets its most deadly foe, man.
That's true.
Man, who ruins everything.
All of them had a really great, nice twists. Some comical at the end. I appreciate that. A lot of your poetry is unknown to me. I know you as an active poet, and it looks like you've queued up some more poems from the notebook.
Oh, I've got plenty. In fact, maybe this time I'm going to turn on the melody gin. And that will make a sort of a bed of sound underneath. Planet of the future. The world fills up with graves, crowding out the living. The grave of the future will be no bigger than a pellet. The world fills up with books. Authors continue writing them. Might as well distill that book into a pellet. That way nobody has to plow through a mountain of crap later. Wobbling on its axis, bumbling through space, the Earth is a stick in the mud that has never strayed outside its own solar system. A mountain heaped on itself, all over. That's a planet, or a planetoid, which is the planet of the future, no bigger than a pellet. Take up less room. In space. For shame. A tube full of someone else. Squeeze it. What comes out? Peanut butter. Squeeze your wallet. Slurp the juice. The rest goes on the floor for the dog. Dogs who eat hot dogs are perverts. And so is everyone else. Men, women, children, all hide that that's what they are. They got people in TV dinners now. Like in that movie Soylence of the Greens. I thought soy was hippie food. But it's really people. Old news. I know it didn't happen like that, but it makes a better story. No one would buy newspapers if they weren't full of stories. The news is the Museum of Skullduggery. What else? Everybody knows that. And it'll stay that way. 'Cause news gets old fast. Soup gets cold. Yesterday's newspapers. Nobody wants them. Except to help start a fire. Or wrap Christmas ornaments. Or fish and chips. But not anymore. 'Cause the ink comes off. And all the grease. Purists, though, say without ink, it's not authentic. Gotta have more than salt and vinegar. You need stories melted off and made new again by hot grease. Those old stories add a touch of luridness. Like squid ink when you thaw them on your desk at night, which comes so early in winter. No one uses inkwells anymore. They're afraid. The deadly delicacy out in the open. Everyone would drink it. Because they couldn't resist the temptation in front of them all the time. Like a shot glass or a nut bowl. Like absinthe or cigarettes. Tall tales, unbridled gossip, galloping, gambling in the square, all fuss and ribbons, confetti and litter, and gum stepped on by everybody. Disco lights of police cruisers are a psychedelic hazard, blinding sober motorists and triggering seizures. How many feet should you stay from the running board of a streetcar? Just as far as that horse with blinders that's pulling the milk wagon. Big fat lie in a word balloon by that camel-faced so-and-so on that billboard. A lie as big as the fish you claimed you caught. Get your story straight. What for? Someone will wish it was different. Try again. The cops say confess, or we won't let you out of here until you supply the stories we want to hear. Then you can go home and taste ink mixed with vinegar and grease on your fish and chips, salty with fibs, which is nothing compared to the whopper the cops squeezed out of you. Better have a shot right now. From the inkwell. Does that really do you any good? No, but it impairs me enough that I can countenance some bald-faced lie for a half an hour or so. You're listening to WGXC. 90.7 on your FM dial, broadcasting from Acre, Hudson, and Catskill.
That was a spontaneous station ID by Brian Dewan as a guest on Poet Radio this month. As I mentioned earlier, we are in the pledge drive, the local music pledge drive, and that was a tremendous reading with music, Brian. And this is what, when I pitched this show to WGXC in 2014 or 2015, this is like my ideal, is words and sounds together. And we do that, but and I've had musicians and in the studio before, but it's, well, Jeffrey Leppendorf was here last month playing a shakuhachi, but he can't really play the shakuhachi and read at the same time. So it's and you know, Carrie Bradley and Satan's Black Acid have been in here to play music and do lyrics. Interesting machine you've made, right? And then, you know, you found a way to really connect it effectively with the poetry. And I thought that the thematic areas of the poems, especially at the beginning, where the music was totally suited for it, and then you were just in a groove. Anecdotally, I remember talking to you recently. You said you had been in England. So then the whole fish and chip thing is in there. And I was, you know, my first trip to England, I was a little concerned about the newspapers and the fish and chips, too. I mean, it kind of defies reason.
Well, I'm assuming that they don't do it anymore. The last time I actually saw that was a long time ago. It was probably in the late 80s, and it probably stuck around. But I remember it was so funny to see the grease on the newspaper and the print, and then this sort of slurry of black ink, you know, as though it were a condiment.
Right. Yeah, no, exactly.
And it was the traditional thing, and maybe it was for a while, but I'll bet you that's no longer customary. Well, you know why? Not because it's unsanitary, but because
people don't read newspapers.
Right. So it's becoming a thing of the past.
Yeah, you're right.
Glad that I got to see fish and chips wrapped in newspaper.
My first trip over there was, I think, 1997, and it was still in effect, at least where I was, near one of the train stations. So that's like the first thing I ate in England, you know, and I was like, okay.
Well, it's so cool, but at the same time, you know, I'll bet you that modern inks came off more readily than in the olden days. But what do I know?
Right.
I just heard a rumor to that effect.
So you're an inventor, and this is one of the things that I first got my attention. And I saw you do a show. Now I can't remember the location, but it was almost at someone's, like, it was outdoors. It was at a farm or something, and you had all many, many different instruments that you were playing that day. So you're multi-instrumentalist. So what are your favorite instruments, or what are your favorite inventions with instruments?
Oh, it's very difficult to have a favorite.
Sure,
they all have their own character. But I got into the zither many years ago, you know, starting from these little, they were really sort of made to be toys, not serious instruments. They were made out of cast pot metal and had a kind of a silkscreen print of Grecian figures and urns on, you know, printed onto it. And then in 1986, I found a homemade zither that must have been from the turn of the century, that I bought in a junk store, and I got really into it. And then I played in a band where the bass player, Paul Skelton, said, you should have a solid body electric zither. I said, yeah, sure. And he said, no, it'd be easy. I'm going to start working on a prototype tomorrow. He worked in an electric guitar factory. But shortly after that, everyone got fired and he moved back to Texas. But he put the bug in me to make a solid body electric zither, which, if it hadn't been for his kind of giving me the go-ahead. And he gave me a box of electric guitar pickups. So he got me started on instrument building.
You still have, did you make a zither?
I did, and I still have it. In fact, this year I repaired it. It had been broken for a few years from the last time I flew with it. Well, I'll never fly with it again because it's too big and heavy for today's airport environment. But that's okay. It's, you know, it's too big and heavy to bring on a plane. But the auto harp you can bring on the plane. Well, I got into the auto harp in the late 80s, and that's a fun instrument. And so many were made, but so few of them appear. Really, they were bought by schools as a piece of educational equipment. So the first auto harp I got is one of those such instruments.
Right on.
So I grew up playing organ, and then I kind of branched off of these other things. And of course, I was excited about electronic music, and particularly golden age electronic music. I'll say it is like when equipment was very unstandardized and a new horizon, and was inconvenient and organic and magical. I really have a lot of respect for early electronic composers.
Are you talking about like Varese? What's the golden age of?
Oh yeah, well, I'm a big fan of Varese and Pierre Henry and Elsa Marie Pade and Delia Derbyshire and Daphne Oren and Morten Sabotnick and Otto Luenig. And oh, there are many. But it's very fresh time. It's a very creative time. I'd say 50s, 60s. All my favorite electronic music I have kind of spans from the, well, some of them from the 30s. Paul Hindemith used an instrument called the Trautonium and wrote some pieces for it that were premiered in 1930, 1931. And there are recordings, too, that were made later of those pieces. That's my favorite kind of stuff. And I was collecting electronic music records, you know, when they were sort of considered garbage in a way. Well, like so many things that come in and out of fashion. So I'm glad I got a lot of, you know, obscure ones that I'm sure have never been released digitally. But I've just found them through rummaging.
Well, now there's so much. It's a really hard to probably separate the weed and chaff kind of thing. And really, in the digital era, I shouldn't say this probably, but almost anybody can be an electronic musician. You know?
Well, I mean, you can, and that doesn't bother me, but what I just want people to be judicious. Well, sometimes doing improvised music, sometimes people that don't have a music background can be better improvisers than professional musicians who want to show off their chops and stuff. Whereas I like improvisation that's much more of a response, everybody to everybody else, and, you know, isn't like a ton of things all going simultaneously for a long time without relief. So it's got to be cleared away in order for there to be more shape. Well, Morton Feldman said a wonderful thing once. He wrote, "Some artists are putter inners, others are taker outers. My friend Gunter Grass is a putter inner. I'm a taker outer." So I like that he had a handle on these different sorts of dispositions or ideals that can be pursued depending on what you're up to. And he felt like cool. What he wanted to do with music was more like painting than what composers were interested in at the time when he was writing. So he was kind of off on his own page. But I love listening to his stuff. I think it's very poetic.
Mm-hmm.
And some of it is quite long, but I find it is never tedious. After about 5 minutes, your sense of time goes out the window.
What do you have? More poems, music?
Everybody
knows
poems.
We're listening to Brian Dewan on WGXC.
Fall back. We told ourselves we were saving the daylight hours all summer. Extravagance posing as thrift, the sunshine bubble burst. Bony twigs poking the cider sky, the sun sobered up overnight. Old age comes early, when the clocks stop kidding themselves. Let's put the ball players in the bleachers. Take those logs out of the fireplace and put them back in the woods. Put the chaplain in the electric chair and the convict in the pulpit. What I would give to be rich and then swap my life with a pauper. Did you read about the professional ball player who wished he was an archaeologist? Or how about that cardiologist who became an insurance agent? I'm so happy I never want to live the life of a professional baseball player. any more than I want to play Parcheesi professionally. Or make big money playing Monopoly or checkers. An unpleasant alchemy. The changing of recreation into drudgery. But there's a silver lining. Dirty chores become a pastime. Melted ice cream. Soil the nest. Drop a load. Rolling coal. Talking smack. God will flood the world again because of man's wickedness. Everything submerged except the highlands. The highlands charred. The world is your ashtray. Now sleep in it. Money is speech, judges say, playing quarters. Huge vehicle gets lousy mileage. The airwaves clogged with jerks. Cretins on the news. Kick up some excitement. Infotainment. Cotton candy. Olestra. The public demands it. Do you believe that? What do they know about the public? It changes all the time. Like the sea. A sea of people, living and dead. The dead have opinions too. That's why the living can't stand them. The dead won't put up with their crap. Get your doggone shoes off my bed. Please. No coffee grounds in the drinking fountain. Litter bug, shame on you. You make the American Indian weep. Why don't you go jump in a lake? Why don't you go clean up your mouth? Look alive. Come on. Cover your mouth when you cough. If you need to vomit, turn away from people. Public urinators will be punished. Violators will be violated. All over the world, the mountains are covered with ice cream. Keep it refrigerated, or you'll be sorry. Lysol, spray snow, cheese whiz, insecto, tearing the ozone a new hole. Rays from the sun all the time, melting the ice cream. You think it's funny, but it's not. When you're stuck in sweet glue, you can't move or breathe. How many were smothered by molasses in Boston 100 years ago now? Grandpa said you can still smell it. Vacationers flocked to Pompeii. Catastrophe tourism. So generations hence will take a gander at us. All fun and games until you're engulfed. Everything submerged, like the Quabbin or the Ashokan. All those towns down there. Heard when the water's low, a church steeple pokes out the top. But it's not true, at least someone said that. Nothing's true for long. Of course, the streets and the curbs are still there, and the foundations of houses and commercial buildings, rubble and concrete, rebar and chunks, soft wood, manholes, and fish. Band shells emit noise pollution. Exhaust pipes make you stoned. Ice cream's melted, you'll have to eat cake or wade in soda pop. Sweethearts sip a soda through two straws. defiling Mother Earth. Silly geese, you don't need those in order to suck face. Looking out to sea on the Widow's Walk, just past the Earth's curve, the whirlpool of plastic trash you've heard about, swirling always. All the colors of the rainbow in the gasoline puddle, the storm drain bubbles, every time Kathy down the street flushes the toilet. When you flush the toilet, you cause a tsunami. When you catch a fish on a hook, you rip open my brother. The dinosaurs trashed the place. Look what happened to them. I hope you listen to those kids. Adults are a dime a dozen. Acid snow smoothing statues. Their faces young again. Chalk-cheeked amnesia cleansed of wisdom. I returned a bottle. I saved the world. Don't need a telephone booth anymore to be super. Old tires make good planters. Cigarette butts make good earplugs. Bowls made from skulls. Orange rind candy. Wickedness melts plastic. Burning foam rubber stinks. It's not the end of the world. Just everything worthwhile. Call me a mugwump. Call me a flibbertigibbet. But God will flood the world again. Prepare ye. Build an ark. But what good will it do? You'll have to eat all the animals. Then yourselves. So let us eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow we die. Really? That's good to hear. I thought we were going to die this afternoon.
Live, spontaneous, electronic music and apocalyptic poetry here on WGXC, composed by Brian Duan and his mysterious machine, which he's calling the Melody Gen. Is that right? The Melody Gen?
That's right, the Melody Gen.
Now, in these oscillators that are in this box that you built, is the technology digital?
No, it's analog. It's kind of 1970s era technology. And so there are what are called six control oscillators that toggle the notes back and forth, and they add up. So allow me to demonstrate. Let's see here. Oh, there we go.
It's very cyborgian.
Okay, so we can start with, you just get a note that's just going all the time, and then you can make it toggle. It just goes back and forth like that. But then you can throw on another one that's also just going back and forth, but at a different rate. You can throw on another one. And then yet one more. And then you can make it glide around. You can throw on another note. So there you go.
And I noticed what you said, that they can cancel each other out, and you were able to almost pace your reading, because they almost fade. Maybe when you said they cancel each other out, it sort of fades. There was some fading happening there that you weren't in control of.
Oh yeah. Well, it also has what's called an envelope generator, which controls the volume and makes it go up and down, and you can kind of knock around with that thing too, so that it's not just a constant signal. It comes in and out.
Yeah, I love the poem, by the way. I mean, it's not a pretty pretty story, but it's interesting to hear it and to, I would say, project it out in the world at this time. I mean, you use the word infotainment. I hadn't heard that word in a long time, but I was thinking about you in the context of entertainment. You know, you have one of the first times I saw you was over at Olana, and you were doing a Frederick Church event and reading, performing mm-hmm. Church's letters. And I believe you had your accordion with you. And at any rate, very, very entertaining, but also I guess that could be infotainment because you're reading Church's letters, which have, you know, are pretty hard to come by. So, I mean, what do you think? I mean, do you wish to entertain in your performances, or what are you after?
Oh, sure. Well, I mean, I guess it at least you can start with the only person who you know what it's like from the inside. So if you are doing something that passes muster with yourself, perhaps it will be something worthy of putting out there. But I definitely like to go ahead and do something first and then be analytical about it after the fact, mm-hmm. just because it takes longer, you know, to catch up with that. Also, to quote our pal Morton Feldman again, I remember seeing Bill Hellerman, who used to live around here. He was a Fluxus artist and composer. And he was acquainted with Morton Feldman, and I heard him impersonating him and saying, "The very idea of having to justify what you're doing in art is completely alien to me." Yeah, so I enjoy doing all of these things.
Right, right.
And in my life, I've often kind of concentrated more on where the action was if I was, you know, selling drawings, or if I was doing, you know, live performance or playing in other people's bands or doing session work and writing poem. I would love to publish poems, but I have never figured out how to do it, but I am piling them up.
All you publishers out there, get in touch with Brian Dewan. Go over to briandewan.com. I'm sure you can get in touch. It's marvelous to have you on the program. We're getting towards the end. I feel inclined to one more time at least let the listeners know we are in a pledge drive.
That's right.
And this is the Local Music Pledge Drive. WGXC is at the, you know, I would say we stream a lot of live music from Avalon and other venues, and WGXC is a huge supporter of local music. WGXC needs your support in return so we can keep going on the FM airwaves. And I mean, streaming is terrific, and we have WGXC has multiple streams out there, and all sorts of, I mean, we have an app that you can use, like Brian was saying. You can't always get it on the radio FM.
And then there's the car radio. I always love listening to it on the car radio. You know, I remember many years ago when my father was doing a bunch of long distance driving at night, he said, "You know, sometimes I like to turn on the radio and I just like fish around just to see what's out there."
Yeah, totally.
And then I heard this thing that was just mesmerizing. It hypnotized me. And there was this voice that said, "Trans Europe Express." So I was glad to hear my dad talking about turning on to Kraftwerk all alone in the car in the dark, without knowing who it was, but he knew that it was mesmerizing, and it lit him up. So you can discover things you've never heard on the radio.
I always imagine someone just coming across the station and, like, you know, hearing the poetry, hearing the music, hearing the the alternative news. You know, it's a great thing, and we don't want to lose it. So become a sustaining supporter to the station if you can. My name is Chris, and I host of Poet Radio. I'm here with Brian Dewan. We should have time for one more, with or without music, your choice.
Okay, well, here's a kind of a short one. It's called Rubber Frog. His arms are outstretched in gladness. His bow tie is always in place. His rubber tongue perfectly centered in his joyously wide rubber face. He used to be supple and pliable. We'd bounce him and throw him around. And he'd always come up smiling and be game for another round. Today he is old and brittle, and his days of rough horseplay are o'er, but his grin is as manic as ever from his perch on a chest of drawers. There are antique dealers who covet him, though he is discolored and frail, but always I'll block their advances and declare he isn't for sale.
Nah. Well, from Robert Burns and the Auto Harp to the Rubber Frog on the Melody Gen, it's been a pleasure to have Brian Dewan on the program this afternoon, this evening, this morning, wherever, whatever time it is, where you are, where we are. Nice to be in the studio with you, Brian. We have to do this more often.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm game.
Right on. And again, you are in tune to WGXC, and if you have the opportunity to go over to our website, wgxc.org, and hit the donate button. We are in the midst of a pledge drive and love to have your support. Maybe you want to do the legal ID at the end here, Brian. You're so good at it.
Well, sure. Well, as you may or may not know, you're listening to WGXC, broadcast from ACRA, Hudson and Catskill, 90.7 on your FM dial, and my FM dial too.